Welcome to the Greatness Zone, a weekly inspiring and practical conversation about discovering, developing, and living your greatness, of building your life around what you do best and bringing that best to everything you do. It's time to get into your Greatness Zone. Here's your host, author, speaker, workplace and life coach, Jay Forty.
Welcome, everyone. We are so excited to have you tonight because we have a most amazing show for you. Tonight we're talking about discovering your piece of greatness. But let me start with a quote. And I found this quote after I wrote the book, The Greatness Zone, but it seems to summarize the message wonderfully clearly. So here we go. The quote is by Frederick Buechner. He's a Presbyterian minister and a theologian, but he says this. He says, your vocation in life is where your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. Let me say that again. Your vocation or your purpose in life is where your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. Discover what gives you joy. Search through your world for the places that need what gives you joy, in other words, what you do best, and you start to find your purpose. But notice something really important. It's in the attention to discover what is best in you and to know your world, and then the intention of delivering that best to that world. So these two parts, you know, what's your piece of greatness, of genius, of gifts, of talents, of abilities, of strengths, call it anything you want, but what is it, and then how do you bring it to your world? So for discussion of this amazing topic, I've asked Dr. Laurel Geis to join us. She's an inspirational author, international speaker, spiritual mentor, and a fellow Vivid Life radio host of the show Soul Guided Living. What makes her perspective so important for this discussion is that she understands both worlds. Having spent many years as a business executive, so she knows our world, and now educated in spirituality and is an ordained interfaith minister, she can help us connect both pieces. Together, you know, we can work to discover how to find that place where our or your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. Some call that soul-guided living, and others call that living life in your greatness zone. Tonight, that's our discussion. Welcome, Laurel. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you, Jay. I am just thrilled to be here tonight and looking forward to our conversation.
Me too. This is a hot topic for me, as I think we've shared before. I spent most of my life not in my greatness zone and having discovered what it could look like. I'm thrilled to know that and constantly work towards that. And I know that's a similar story for you. And so I know we're going to talk about both the world and, you know, this concept of greatness and how to put the two together, much like that quote. But could you share a little bit about, you know, your own duality? You have this great business background, and then you have a shift to stronger spirituality and soul purpose. Talk to us a little bit about how that all happened for you.
Sure. Well, I was a business executive for 30 years, and I worked in the financial services industry at a multinational global corporation. And I was specializing in information security and corporate compliance and risk management. So, and when I actually left that career, I was at a C-level position, so being a chief compliance officer and chief information security officer. And about 20 years ago, my fiance and I were preparing to get married, and about a month before we were going to get married, he was diagnosed with cancer, and he died very quickly. And this really threw me into an existential crisis because I could not understand how, you know, you can find the love of your life, the soulmate of your life, the person you want to spend your entire life with, and then suddenly they're gone. And this led me to a couple years where I was really in a very deep depression, and I came to a point in my life where I was, you know, on my knees in the bathroom, on the floor. It's always on the knees, on the floor, in the bathroom, and just praying to God, saying, you know, you got to help me. I just don't know that I can do this anymore. Yeah. And I heard one word. I heard meditation. Meditation. Now, I'm a business executive. Meditation, you know, that just didn't make a lot of sense to me. But very shortly afterwards, someone gave me a book by Dr. Deepak Chopra called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, which led me to meeting Dr. Chopra and studying with him and learning meditation. And it was such a transformational experience for me that I actually became a meditation instructor. And I started to teach seminars on the weekends. So that's where this balance started to come in between the corporate world and the spiritual world. And that continued, and, you know, reading everything I could read, learning as much as I could learn. And then I decided that I wanted to know more. And I spent 4 years, every weekend that I had and every vacation, working on a doctorate of ministry in spirituality and studying all the different belief systems and wisdom traditions and really, you know, asking those questions. Why am I here? How can I help? How can I serve? And that led to becoming an interfaith minister. So, you know, it was like compartmentalizing my life, if that makes sense, where there was the corporate side of my life and there was the spiritual side of my life, until about 2 years ago, I wrote a book called The Jesus Seeds, Igniting Your Soul Guided Life. And it was at that moment where I knew my purpose in life. You know, Mark Twain said, the two greatest days in your life are the day that you're born and the day that you understand why.
Right. I love that.
And I understood why I was here, why I was born, and that was to share soul-guided living. So I took that terrifying leap and left my corporate job and stepped into teaching full-time and speaking and mentoring others on finding their purpose, their passion, their greatness in living their soul-guided life.
Well, we are going to hear more about some of the amazing things that that shift has brought to you when we come back after our break. This is J40. We are spending an amazing conversation with Dr. Laurel Geis. She is a remarkable person. You've taken my breath away listening to your story. And we are going to hear some of the wisdom that has come from those remarkable events. So stay with us for our second half of the show.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. In J40's book, The Greatness Zone, and in his powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, he shares a successful process to guide you on how to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. For more information, visit thegreatnesszone.com.
Hey, this is J40. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are spending great time with Dr. Laurel Geis. She is a remarkable person who is sharing with us her information about some major events that have happened in her life that have introduced her to this concept of soul-guided living. And we share this perspective here at Living Life in the Greatness Zone, as tonight that we're talking about what is our piece of greatness and how do we discover our greatness. So I'd like to start at the second part of our show here with the understanding that each of us has this unique piece of greatness, something unique that we're born with. And the opening quote was, our vocation or our purpose in life is where our greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. So I think another way of saying that piece of greatness is that thing that gives you great joy. So, Laurel, how can we discover what that piece of greatness is?
Well, Jay, I believe that we are all here to share that purpose with others. I believe that your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. And that there is someone right now who is praying for you and your greatness to show up in their life, to be in their life, to give your greatest expression of yourself so that they are of benefit. So I look at this as, you know, your gifts are not for you. That genius is not for you. And you have a responsibility. And that's why we need to own why we are here. And, you know, how we can discover that purpose, discover our soul's calling. We follow the desires. We follow, as you said, what brings us joy. We move towards our bliss. And I help people to listen, align, and act their way to living their soul's calling. And what that is listening to that inner voice, that inner guidance every day, listening to that guidance and following that guidance. And as we listen to that guidance, begin to align our life with it. Align our life. It's really an invitation to move our life, to make choices, and then to act, to take action and to embody that action in your life. And once we make that decision to act, we really have an expectation that the universe is going to meet us as we take that step forward, that you're going to be supported. You know, Einstein had a question that he used to ask. He said, the most important question a person can ask is the universe a friendly place?
Right.
Is the universe a friendly place? And I think the core of that question is, will I be supported? Because your soul never calls you into smallness. Your soul only calls you into your greatness. So you are going to be called. There's a longing. There's a desire. There is a desire to expand and to become more and to be more and to give more. And as we begin to step into that, we want to know, will I be supported? And the answer is yes, you will be supported. You know, as soon as you take that step, the universe rises up to meet you. There's a quote in the Quran that says, if you take one step towards the divine, if you take one step towards God, God will take 1,000 steps towards you. 1,000 steps towards you. So, Jay, think a little bit about that energy exchange, right? If I take that one step, there will be a 1,000-fold right. return.
So I have a question for you. The ability to tap into or become aware of that greatness. And I love this discussion because it's one that I firmly believe in, that there is truly something amazing in us. And I love that you say that the greatness in us, it's not ours. It's ours to deliver. You know, the gift that we have is really for somebody else. We're just the carrier of it until we find the place to deliver it. So we have a really loud world that is screaming in our ears. How do we tune in to the voice that's inside in a world that's really loud?
And boy, life is loud, isn't it? So, one thing that I teach my students is to allow themselves to have a few moments every day in silence, just a few minutes in silence. And it could be at the beginning of your day or the end of your day or maybe, you know, during a work break. But allow yourself to go into that silent, quiet space within you. And we can, you know, we can do this through meditation, through mindfulness, through focusing on our breath and just allowing ourselves to be in this moment. We can take a walk in nature and get connected with that energy outside. You know, anything that will work for you to move you into a place of silence, because the world is really loud. And we, you know, over time, we take less and less time to immerse ourselves in that silence. And our soul speaks to us in that silence, right? The soul communicates with us through very subtle vibrations. So allowing yourself to have a few moments of soul connection time every day, just a little bit of sacred time for you where you can listen in to that guidance, that inner wisdom that the soul is sharing with you. And I encourage people to have a journal. And I use a soul journal. You could call it an intuition journal. You could call it your genius guide. It doesn't matter what we call
but
just simply writing down those impulses that come to you during that silent connection time. So, you know, that could be a word or a couple of words. It might be a vision, an insight, the genius, a flash of genius, a flash of intuition. It could be a deep knowingness that you have about something. And I encourage people just to write that down and then put the journal away. And what I do is I wait until actually the next day to read what I wrote the previous day. And why I do that is because as we are moving into this space where we're moving from an ego-driven to a soul-guided life, it really is part of that self-actualization process. You know, Maslow talked about, in psychology, self-actualization. So the desire for self-fulfillment or the, you know, the tendency for an individual to become actualized in what he can be potentially to become everything that we can become potentially. So stepping into that self-actualization takes this silent time and takes tapping into your genius and then capturing that in a journal. All great thinkers, all great innovators, all great inventors had journals where they captured their genius. Right. And I advise people to actually put that journal away and not read it until the next day. And by doing that, you can literally bypass any type of judgment or criticism that may come up from the ego, because your ideas are beyond your reality, beyond what you know today. You can actually read your journal and then take that in, cognize that information, and help to expand the boundaries of your reality into what is possible, into what your greatness truly is.
Let me ask you this. I'm a college professor as well. I teach entrepreneurship. And to me, entrepreneurship is very much the same formula. Becoming self-aware of your own greatness, becoming aware of the needs and challenges in today's world, and then putting the two together. And I think it's very much back to Frederick Buechner's quote. And one of the things we try and train college students in who have very little awareness of themselves and of their world because they don't allow any time. And that quiet that you talk about is one that I find they resist almost vehemently. We have an exercise we do them saying, look, you have to tune out to tune in. The only way to connect in with the information that's going to be really valuable, you and your awareness of you, that, you know, hardwired abilities, if you want to call it that, or that amazing gifts that came with you, that you didn't get an owner's manual for, but you must discover it because somewhere in the world there is someone waiting for you to deliver on this. But the access point to that is to disconnect. And in today's age of high connection, in other words, we can't be anywhere without, you know, iPads and iPhones and just technology has done or has created for us this greater obstacle for finding the quiet and getting tuned into what really matters.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's true. I have nieces and nephews in their 20s, and I have taught them how to meditate, but I know they find it difficult to integrate that into their day because, you know, we are just so connected now, right? We are so connected. But the way, you know, the way that I try to explain it to them and the way that I try to integrate it with them is it's a practice. It's a practice.
Right.
Or an exercise. So it's just like exercising, right? Every day I go out and take a walk and I exercise. This is just exercising that muscle of consciously connecting with your soul, consciously connecting with that intuition and believing that that's important, believing that that's important. And I think the shift actually comes when people have, when you can actually have that experience. Intuition coming through and then acting on it and seeing what happens in your life. And that's when it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, yes, this was the guidance. Yes, this was the innovative idea. And I took that innovative idea that came to me and I truly acted on it. And I saw the difference.
Right. It's the corroboration that I got a glimpse of who I am or who I have the potential to be. Then how can I start watching the world for the places that need what I do best or need this gift that I have? One of the examples we try and use with the kids, and the only reason I mention the kids is that you know, I'm so aware of trying to get the next generation connected to this kind of thinking so that sooner in their lives they can discover this instead of waiting. You know, I was in my 50s when I finally got wind of this or finally caught on to knowing how to do this and showing up present to it. And I say to them all the time, don't wait till you're 50 for this. There's the world is out there waiting for your greatness to show up to do something. And in the absence of it, there is some part that's not as good as it could be. And you haven't realized all your greatness as well. And I asked them to consider just, you know, what is it that lights up? And a big way that I think you've mentioned as well, that you start to discover what your soul tells you through your desires, that seems mm-hmm. to be the things that light up for you. You hover over the world like an airplane trying to land on a runway, and the runway that's right for it is the one that lights up. Then where in today's world lights up for you? And that then says, go here, land here, see what you find here, and then trust your gut.
Exactly, and trust that intuition and act on that genius. You know, and another way to share is by using the great masters. I mean, like Einstein and Edison. I know Edison is an inventor. They said that he used to sit in a chair, and he would have in his hand, he would have a coin, and then beneath was a bucket, and he would actually go into that silent place. And as he was in that silent place, just so that he didn't go to sleep, if he fell asleep, he would drop the coin in the bucket, it would wake him up. But he would go into that place every single afternoon. And I mean, here's a man that invented, you know, the light bulb and so many different things for society. And he did that through tapping into his soul, by tapping into that genius. So I think that could be one way that we could, you know, share the ideas and introduce the ideas that in Einstein too, you know, taking naps and just tapping into that genius zone that we all have and bringing that back, because I believe that we each have a very unique frequency, a very unique vibration, right, in the universe, and that information is ours to get. And I do think we have a responsibility to tap into that and bring it into the world, because if we don't, no one else is going to. That's our path.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so I was wondering that sometimes when we use the word greatness, that there's the mm-hmm. presumption that you're here to do something that changes the whole world. Mm. But sometimes greatness is not that. It's just showing up as your greatest, most amazing self in a moment where you could have opted not to, but you didn't, that you smiled or you helped out or you provided something or you were amazing with your kids, that those are moments of greatness as well.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, that's the way I look at this is, you know, if you can touch one other person's life, then you have reached your greatness. And if we have the privilege of doing that more than once and touching more than one life, that to me is just icing on the cake. But you're right, it's about the moments where we connect with other human beings and we're there to support them and to give. And whatever that gift you have is, we each have a unique gift. And, you know, stepping into that greatness, I mean, that right there, being responsible, you know, to give that to the world, because there is someone else waiting for what you have.
Yeah, and so I love the interchange of the words between greatness and genius and gift and all of those that just represent something really significant. That, in fact, one thing that I really like and I'm challenged myself to do is to notice that first in others rather than what's wrong. You know, we both live in Florida and it's crowded down here, particularly at certain times of the year, and you can certainly see some bad behavior, but what if we were tuned in to watch for someone's element of greatness that maybe they haven't even discovered yet, but mm-hmm. we know it's there? And how might we change when we look at them that way to see that greatness, even if they haven't seen it, but we see it? And mm-hmm. then in that, maybe that would inspire them to do a little bit of that work to reach in and find it for themselves.
In believing in them, because sometimes we don't truly believe in ourselves, right? We don't truly believe that greatness is ours or that it resides within us. And when we can have someone that can lift us up and can say to us, I believe in you. I believe in your greatness. And you know, is that a coach, a mentor, a parent, a friend? You know, it doesn't matter. But I think having that support is really important as we are discovering what that greatness is, what our genius is, what we are here to give, is that someone can say to you, I believe in you. And with what you just said, Jay, it's that when you meet someone or you see someone, you see them as a soul, and you see that seed of greatness within them, and you let them know that you believe in them. You believe in them and whatever that dream is. And I think that that support goes a long way in helping people to take that next step and start to share, or at least take that step and move towards that desire, that calling, that soul's longing that we all have.
I love that. I love that. Dr. Laurel Geis is the author of The Jesus Seeds, Igniting Your Soul-Guided Life. She's also the author of The Book of Life, Universal Truths for a New Millennium, The New Laws of Spirit, and Prophetic Leadership, A Call to Action. You can find her books on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And you can find more about her and her amazing teaching at laurel.geise, G-E-I-S-E, at gmail.com. And I wanted to share something that we've been working on for a couple of months that is now ready. To help you discover your greatness piece, we have prepared a free talent assessment called Three About Me, designed to help everyone start to look in to figure out what their core abilities are, that element of greatness. You can find that at Ready for Life, www.readythenumber4life.me. Click on the GPS and then go to step two, the Three About Me talent assessment. So until next time, be well and do great things. This is Jay Forty, living life in the Greatness Zone.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as Jay Forty continues to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. Go to thegreatnesszone.com for more information.